continue our look at the candidates for 2014 in the Republican primary. One of the major races out there that is a many folks running in for this position, ag commissioner. One of those races that's maybe not on the top of minds of a lot of people, but it should be. It should be one of those races on the top of your mind. Joining us to talk about his campaign in the Republican primary for ag commissioner, J. Allen Carnes. Mr. Carnes, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. Thanks for having us on this morning and able to spend a little time.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, currently I'm the mayor of Uvalde, but that's politics is really not my background. My background is agriculture. I'm a farmer from Uvalde, Texas. My dad and I own and operate a farming operation, a cotton gin, and a vegetable shipping operation. And, I'm running for ag commissioner because I got really involved with some of the policy and some of the ag politics that were going on, especially in Washington in the mid-2000s, and got really frustrated. And as a producer, a person that helps grow the feed and fiber supply for this great state and this nation, I was very concerned. And coming from a family organization and having three young kids, I wanted them to have an opportunity just as I had in this great state. And that's where it started from. Obviously, there's more steps to it than that, but I'm an ag guy running for an ag position that's very pertinent to every person in the state, whether you're in downtown Houston or out in Lubbock or out in Uvalde, Texas, where I'm from, we're tied to ag. I mean, it's the backbone of our economy, and it's our food and fiber supply. If you eat or wear clothes, you're tied to agriculture. And so this is a serious job, this is a serious race, and I'm an ag guy that's wanting to fill the position.
As you know, major drought in the state of Texas and other parts of the U.S. seeing it as well. What do you think the state of agriculture is in the state right now because of the drought and other conditions that have an impact on ag?
Well, I mean, we've had a tough go of it. I mean, from the dryland farmers to our company, which is mostly irrigated, we're cut back about half of what we normally do right now because of the drought and because of the groundwater situation. And so, yeah, it's been tough to struggle through. But, when I look at agriculture, it's providing a good out there that is always going to be in high demand. And this state is growing in population. There's 1,200 new families moving here each and every day. We will double in population and have almost 52 million people here by the year 2050, 2060. And that's a lot of mouths to feed. So we have a lot of opportunities, I think, in agriculture, just a lot of challenges to overcome. Some of them we don't have a direct line in, but we can sure do a lot of praying, and hopefully we get some rain in the state soon.
Well, I know one of your top issues is water, correct?
Oh, yeah. And go ahead, sorry.
Well, as ag commissioner, what impact can you have when it comes to water policy and in the state?
Well, the ag office doesn't have any direct regulation over any water, or obviously no direct vote. But what it does have is a speaking platform to make sure farmers and ranchers are well protected in the state and every step of the process, starting locally. That's where water policy has to start, but then up through our region planning groups and up the state to make sure agriculture and rural Texas, for that matter, are well protected and making sure that they have the opportunities, especially in regards to water, as we get to 2050 and 2060.
Visit with J. Allen Carnes here on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. You can visit his website, by the way, jcarnes4texas, that the 4 is spelt out, jcarnes4texas.com. How do you separate yourself from the other candidates in this race? Because this is, again, it's one of those races that, it's not on the top of mind of every single Texan out there. When you've got a governor's race, when you've got lieutenant governor, when you've got attorney general, ag commissioner, one of those positions that people just aren't thinking about all the time unless you're actively involved in ag. So how do you separate yourself from the other candidates and convince people to vote for yourself?
Well, I mean, it starts with me having the qualifications, and both from the ground level and from the policy level, from work in Washington and in Austin, for that job. I mean, I'm running for that job. I'm not running for something else. So I'm talking about issues that are very pertinent to, you know, ag producers in the state and to consumers in the state. And, you know, I think what sets me apart is I'm not the career politician. I'm looking to serve a role for all Texans, and you know, I'm not looking at it as a stepping stone. I'm not looking at it as a a boost in a state retirement plan or a career. I have a career. My career is in agriculture. It's solely been in agriculture for the last 15 years. Not a lobbyist. Not a lawyer, but somebody that's focused on making sure that we have the great independent food and fiber source in the state that we've always had. And, you know, when you get into urban areas that don't feel as tied to this race as somebody out in Lubbock does, obviously, you know, that's having that behind me is a great calling card, because that, you know, it's telling Texans, well, here's a guy that's running for a job that, you know, he's qualified to do. You know, you don't hire a plumber to perform heart surgery. You hire an ag guy to run that office. And, you know, I think that is the main thing that sets me apart in this race.
Visiting with Jay Allen Carnes, running for ag commissioner, Republican primary. On your website, you sort of take a swipe at the other candidates because they're bringing up issues that you don't think really involve the ag commissioner's area, correct?
Well, and we all have, especially in the red parts of the state, we all have very conservative ideals. And I, you know, I have strong ideas and strong thoughts on the Second Amendment. I mean, you know, I've grown up around that part of the world, and other things, from abortion to different things. But, you know, what's important in this office is the things that it controls. And I think that's what we need to be talking about as candidates. That's the things we need to be, that Texans need to judge us on as they go to the polls in March. And, you know, we really, and this goes from the ag commissioner's race to the comptroller's race and on up. We need to be focused on the jobs we're running for and not just trying to push the hot buttons and, you know, making every race seem exactly the same, because it's not. We're running on different qualifications for different jobs.
There were some who criticized Commissioner Staples because he went after border security and immigration. Is that something that you would continue, or do you want to take a different direction? And what are some areas of agreement, disagreement that you have with Todd Staples?
Well, you know, there's two roles to this office. One is the regulatory office. It's the consumer protection office. But then two, it's a platform that protects farmers and ranchers and rural Texas. And so any issue that affects rural Texas, I think, is very pertinent for the Ag Commissioner to talk about or work on. And, you know, one of those issues is definitely border security. And you know, our some of our farmers and ranchers have had real concerns that live along the border, security-type concerns with some of their employees and, you know, even with themselves and stuff on the ranches. And then, you know, the guest worker aspect is definitely something that ties into the agriculture community. So I see where he came from on that, and I think it's a very pertinent thing for agriculture moving forward. But there's other things that I want to make sure that we work on. You know, I mean, obviously water is a huge problem in the state, but then also we have a very aging community in agriculture, and we're losing ag lands faster than any other state in the nation. As ag commissioner, I want to make sure that I do things to empower the next generation to come into the agricultural type field and to help continue to produce this food and fiber source. That's one reason that we have reached out and we're working so closely with a lot of young people in this campaign, not just putting out signs and doing the grunt work, but actually part of our campaign, part of our structure, and making sure that they know that they're as much tied to this election as somebody that's, you know, 56 years old. That's their future we're talking about, and I want to make sure that they have a future in agriculture.
Visiting with Jay Allen Carnes, running in the Republican primary for Ag Commissioner. Before I let you go, I have a couple of questions left. And I want to give you the opportunity to respond. There are a few blog posts out there, a few websites that have picked up on your voting history and donations that you've made, and they've called into question whether, you know, where you stand on ideology-wise. Reports say that you were voting in the Democratic primary up until 2010, that you've donated to Democrats in state in different races here in Texas, that you did make a that you also donated to Republicans as well, Republican causes as well. Should people be concerned where you stand on the ideology scale, I guess? And then is it a fair criticism from those who are doing this research and looking this up about you? And does it have any impact on the ag commissioner's race and your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think voters need to know who they're voting for. I mean, I think that's one of the great things about our process. But, you know, first and foremost, you know, I'm a Republican. I started working with the party on a volunteer basis when I was 17 years old at a state convention in Dallas in 1992, when George Bush, 41, was elected. Mm-hmm. But I think some of my past speaks exactly to who I am. If I knew 4 years ago that I was going to be running for a very political position, I would have made sure I crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's and was a good Republican and voted in every election that I should have. But I wasn't worried about it. I was more worried about some local issues. And, you know, we've had situations in our county, and we've never even had a Republican candidate for county judge, and we had a very hotly contested county judge's race in 2010 that I thought it was my responsibility to weigh in on. I knew both, as a city official, I knew both candidates very well, and I thought I needed to participate in that. And then, you know, on the other side, you know, I've worked with elected people that have worked on agriculture issues. I mean, it speaks to who I am and being, you know, not a career politician. I'm not looking for a career. If I would have been, you know, I'd have been doing the things ever since I was 17 building up to this.
Right.
But that hasn't been my focus. My focus has been agriculture, making sure that we continue to produce the food and fiber resources across the state. So not only do we grow in population, but we're able to meet the demands of that growing population with our food and fiber. You know, we're one of the only places in the world that can say we're energy independent and we're food and fiber independent right here in the state. And we have to have leaders that are willing to step out, roll up their sleeves, work hard, and make sure that's the case the next 20, 30 years.
Here in a few weeks, early voting will begin in the primary. Before we let you go, what's one thing that you want to get across to the voters out there who are looking at this race?
That this is a serious race. It's not a stepping stone in the statewide politics. It has serious impacts over our food and fiber supply, and it touches everybody in the state. And so, you know, I think you're just as tied to this race if you're in downtown Houston as you are out in the rural area somewhere. And please pay attention to it. Please know the candidates. And, you know, this is a serious race that needs to be filled by somebody that really is looking to fill that spot and that role for Texas.
J. Allen Carnes, jcarnesfortexas.com is your website. People can find out more information, go through the issues and everything else on your website. I appreciate your time today, sir.
And thanks, Chad. We really appreciate it. Anytime. I would love to be on.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
That's J. Allen Carnes running for Ag Commissioner, Republican primary. You can visit his website, jcarnesfortexas.com.